local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say good afternoon. Welcome to Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening. Text line is 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 2626-111. Austin, I was going to say that I hope that the traffic is nothing like what we saw yesterday. Wasn't looking that great earlier on this afternoon in Santa Rosa County. I-10 and Highway 90 westbound were at standstills earlier this afternoon. Looks like things are better on I-10 at this hour. Highway 90 still a bit slow, so we'll keep our eye on that throughout the afternoon. But hopefully nothing like what we had yesterday afternoon regarding a police situation. We'll get more on that here in just a moment. But as we start today, it is 4:10, a pretty nice day out there, a little bit cooler. Temps will be back near 40, maybe even the high 30s, depending on where you are and how windy it gets. But a full look at the weather forecast is coming up here over the course of the next hour. As we always do, we start with today's top three stories. The State Department says a U.S. citizen was killed in the occupied West Bank. The agency declined to provide other details out of respect for the family. A Palestinian group reported that a 17-year-old Palestinian-American was shot and killed by Israeli forces on Saturday. President Biden today urging the House to immediately pass military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
This bipartisan bill sends a clear message to Ukrainians and to our partners and to our allies around the world. America can be trusted. America can be relied upon.
And he's called on Speaker Mike Johnson not to allow a minority of extreme voices to block the bill from a vote, adding that Ukraine is in critical need of aid to defend itself from Russia. It passed the Senate in an overnight vote, 70-29. And police in Houston are releasing more details on the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch on Sunday. Earlier reports say shooter Janice Moreno had a history of mental illness and was involved in a dispute with her Jewish ex-husband. Authorities say that she had an anti-Semitic background and a sticker that read Palestine and was attached to the butt of her rifle. Moreno entered the church with her 7-year-old son before she was shot and killed by off-duty officers, and the boy was shot in the head during the shootout, and he is listed in critical condition. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local story today, residents in the north end of Escambia County are making their voices heard over what they say is a continuous and ongoing problem. EMS units dedicated to serve them are constantly being pulled away.
This is getting unacceptable. It ain't just happening once in a while. This is happening a lot. We need something done that we have a staffed ambulance up there.
Oh, that during a town hall this week with District 5 Commissioner Stephen Berry. Berry says there have been many conversations taking place about the issue and said that a result of the town hall meeting is that, quote, something will happen. He adds that it's understandable if the ambulance is away on a call in their service area, but trips to the south end are unacceptable. Of course, there's been a lot here regarding the Escambia County EMS. Last week, the reports that the union had a vote of no confidence for the EMS chief and deputy chief. Commissioner Jeff Bragosh on his blog says that tomorrow morning, he is holding his 90th Coffee with a Commissioner event, and it will feature County Administrator Wes Marino, Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, as well as EMS Chief David Torsell. So there will be a lot more information and their side of things coming up here, we would expect, coming up tomorrow morning. More local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Jeff?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Good to hear. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's basically going to have you backed up to I-10. We did have an accident report from earlier on North Palafox Street. If you were traveling northbound towards the intersection with Creighton Road, there's still some minor backups in that area, but nothing too severe. If you are traveling northbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, we've got some backups in that area as well. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, got some backups there. You're going to have a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther towards Windhaven Beach. And lastly, this is where you're going to see the most backups. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we typically have issues in that area, but this time it's more severe. It's going to have you backed up all the way to the Milton Airport, basically knocking on the door of the Piggly Wiggly.
All right, thank you. Channel 3, first warning weather.
A little chill in the air as we head through tonight. Overnight lows will be down in the mid to upper 30s around the area. Pretty clear in the skies. More sunshine again for Wednesday. High temps will be in the low 60s. We'll be dry for the next few days. However, into the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, it looks like the most likely chance for that rain will be late Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now we are sitting at 58 degrees. Overnight low tonight is going to be around 40. Taking a look at some more of our local headlines today. Survey crews will be back out at Miraflores Park this week to complete their investigation into the unmarked burial grounds that have been discovered.
We will get that done Thursday, Friday. And as I would expect, it'll take some time for that to be processed, and we won't have an answer on Friday afternoon.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, of course, back in November, survey teams used ground-penetrating radar to confirm at least 45 burials at the park, but there could be more as they only surveyed the western half of the park. All right, so yesterday, of course, if you were following along, mainly during the 5 and 6 o'clock hours, but we had very heavy slowdowns on I-10 eastbound that kind of originated at the Avalon Boulevard area. So today, learning more about the suspect that was involved in that manhunt that ended yesterday, 28-year-old Michael Nazario is charged with felony battery and two misdemeanor simple assault and resisting an officer. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says yesterday afternoon they were called to Burlington Coat Factory on Davis Highway on a report that a woman may have been kidnapped. When they arrived, Nazario had already left, so a manhunt involving deputies from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County along with FHP ensued. That ended up near Avalon Boulevard, and Nazario was taken into custody shortly before 8 o'clock last night. A man dead after a shooting in Escambia County yesterday.
There's a shooting. We go inside a house and end up finding an individual that's dead from a gunshot wound. We have, if you're listening, we have on our Facebook page a couple pictures of two people that we think are persons of interest. We really want to talk to them. As you can see, someone in the community knows who these people are,
right?
And we're asking people to let us know.
On the Pensacola Morning News today, Sheriff Chip Simmons says it happened at a home on Moore Avenue just before 8 o'clock last night. No other details at this time, including the identity of the suspect. Also today, we had earlier we talked with Mayor Reeves about the Miraflores. He heard that, but he also weighed in on the Baptist Hospital situation, especially in light of recent criticism that was directed towards the hospital's handling of the Legacy Campus that the now the city is trying to obtain to demolish for the purpose of affordable housing. An opinion piece from FloridaPolitics.com paints the picture of the old campus as a, quote, symbol of corporate neglect and an albatross around the neck of Pensacola threatening to drag an already impoverished area further into despair. Mayor Reeves was asked today about that piece, said really the focus is on moving forward and creating what could be a transformative project for the West Side.
What I hope is that a lot of who's on first is going to be really a moot point. If we can get this property improved and we can leverage this as our community subsidy to provide affordable housing, I think every city in the state's looking for opportunities to do that at this kind of scale.
So Reeves' mission is to come up with the funds to cover the nearly $17 million cost for demolition. Of course, as we have covered extensively, the state appears to be in line to contribute around $5 million. The city is in talks with Baptist for them to contribute around $3 million as well. We'll take a break there, 419 on a Tuesday, back with state and national headlines when we continue on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked about the Santa Rosa County Commission's continued question of whether they're going to build the biggest flag in the entire state of Florida and some of the funnier elements that came up during that conversation. Talked about the ongoing EMS revolt inside Escambia County where they basically want the chief gone, voted no confidence in him. Tomorrow we're going to speak with President Chad Stimmel from the union at 6:35 and get his perspective on all of this. And we had a fun conversation about the right way to eat pancakes. Today is National Pancake Day, after all. Find all of that at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical Gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Do this right now. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did have a couple of incidents to report on. So we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we have our typical backups there. That's basically going to have you backed up to I-10. We did have an actual accident report on North Palafox Street if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road. That's still causing some minor backups at this time, it seems. But we typically have backups there anyway. Traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards and just past Creighton Road. Perhaps you're trying to get onto I-10 eastbound there, giving us some issues at this time. We also had some issues on North Blue Angel Parkway if you were traveling northbound towards Softley Field Road, but luckily those appear to have cleared up. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway still has some issues if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach closer to Highway 87. And where you're going to experience the most issues is if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. That's going to have you backed up all the way to the Milton Airport.
Overnight lows tonight, dropping down mainly into the mid to upper 30s, cooler for the inland areas than along the immediate coast. It'll be pretty clear tonight. We'll have some sunshine on Wednesday and highs in the low 60s. We're dry for a few more days, but then we've got a chance for rain as we roll into the weekend. The most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 4:26 at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the fight over sports betting is heading to the Supreme Court. Two companies have asked the High Court to block the 2021 deal. The Seminole Tribe got control over sports betting in the state. Lawyers for the West Flagler Associates and Fort Myers Corp. filed the petition less than a month after the tribe paid around $58 million to the state in the first installment of a revenue-sharing agreement after mobile sports gambling was launched in November.
And Governor DeSantis is announcing a crackdown on retail theft in the state.
You only get a felony if you do five different retail thefts within a 45-day period.
DeSantis wants to expand the time window and cut the number required for felony theft to two or three. The governor also wants to create a crime called aggravated retail theft and make it a second-degree felony to use social media to organize a robbery. He's also proposing a crackdown on porch pirates who take delivery packages off of porches.
Also today, since the tragic Surfside condo collapse, Florida lawmakers have passed several laws to improve safety. The Senate Appropriations Committee advanced a bill that will help strengthen the power of condo boards and residents.
We did a lot in condos the last few years. So as those decisions are being made, it was really important that we gave these boards and the owners the tools and the safeguards to be able to sort of navigate this new world.
And that is Senator Jennifer Bradley, says Senate Bill 1178 also requires mandatory continuing education for condo board members.
And a bill designed to support food banks is advancing through the Florida legislature. A state house panel started off the week by approving the measure that would help food recovery programs get discounts on fresh produce from farmers. The nonprofits who want to participate will need to have been in operation for at least 10 years. And if approved, $5 million would go toward the pilot program as part of the upcoming budget.
A new attraction is coming to Walt Disney World sooner than expected. The company gave an update today saying Tiana's Bayou Adventure will open at Magic Kingdom this summer. The water ride is replacing Splash Mountain, which closed in January of last year. It'll feature dozens of new animatronics and will still have a 50-foot drop. Taking a quick check here of our top three stories, if you're just joining us today, the State Department says a U.S. Palestinian citizen was killed in occupied West Bank, declining to provide specifics other than a Palestinian group reported a 17-year-old Palestinian-American boy was shot and killed by Israeli forces over the weekend. President Biden, during a speech today, calling on the House to immediately pass military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. This after there was an overnight vote in the Senate and the bill passed 70-29. Both Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott were opposed to the measure. And in Houston, police releasing more details about the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch. Genesee Moreno had a history of mental illness, according to cops, and was involved in a dispute with her Jewish ex-husband. After entering the church Sunday, she was shot and killed by off-duty officers. Her son was shot in the head during the shootout and was last listed in critical condition. So that's a recap of our top three stories. Previewing our national headlines, pretty interesting audio that you'll hear from our own Congressman Matt Gaetz. He was asked to react to the last week's Biden report regarding the documents and how they are not charging him. He made a prediction back in January of 2023, and he's doubling down on that prediction. We'll tell you what he says. Pretty interesting stuff, and I'll tell you what I think about that. Austin, you may have a pretty good reaction to that, too.
Oh, really?
Sure, yeah. Pretty interesting. 4:30, right? It's good, it's good for conspiracy theorists.
Oh, that's nice.
4:30 right now. We'll be back with our national headline sports news as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific by a 70-29 vote. President Biden is appealing to House Republicans to back the bill.
You're going to stand with Ukraine? You're going to stand with Putin? Will we stand with America or with Trump?
House Speaker Mike Johnson has criticized the bill over its lack of border security provisions. He says it may not even come up for a vote. Inflation ticked back up last month, more than analysts predicted. Fox's Jared Halpern reports from the White House.
The consumer price index was up 0.3 points last month. Year over year, prices have increased about 3.1%. But President Biden says there is strong wage growth and the best economic recovery in 50 years.
The news sent stocks plunging, with the Dow losing 524 points. The biggest one-day loss of the year. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Tough day for equity investors. Stocks sold off today with the S&P 500 sliding 68 points, the Dow Industrials tumbling 524, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite cratering 287, or 1.8%. The plunge followed news of a hotter-than-expected consumer inflation report. Smart television maker Vizio may be getting a new owner. Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Walmart is in talks to buy Vizio for more than $2 billion, noting that the move would give the discount retail giant more places where it could sell ads and pitch shoppers on goods. While based in California, Vizio manufactures its TVs and soundbars in Mexico, China, and Vietnam. News of the potential deal sent shares of Vizio soaring 24% today. After the market closed, Zillow reported a narrower-than-expected quarterly loss and a revenue beat. The real estate marketplace noted that its revenue increased across business segments. Shares of Zillow up 3% in late trading. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
On ballot in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. Visit Wrangler.com for the best in denim. Wrangler, for the ride of life. We don't see coordinators make the Hall of Fame. That needs to change in regards to Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. Sure, Spags failed as a head coach with the Rams, but he's a four-time champion, winning one with the Giants and now three in Kansas City. One of the game's brightest defensive minds ever belongs in Canton, Ohio, and hopefully that happens one day. I'm Zach Gelb.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I like that. That was a very mellow song choice that I just brought us in on. A little bit mellow than I was familiar with, but that's all right. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here, it's a bit more of what we've already been touching on. Pine Forest Road still giving us issues if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. It's basically going to have you back up to I-10. And also, if you're trying to get onto I-10 West, traveling southbound on Pine Forest, we've got some minor backups there as well. Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's still backed up a little bit. Same can be said about North Palafox Street itself at that intersection. We had an accident report there, maybe causing some minor issues still. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups in that area, but nothing too severe. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, we've got some backups there. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway through Mary Esther and through Windhaven Beach, we've got some backups there as well. Not constant, but just here and there. Where you're going to experience the most issues, though, is if you're traveling on Caroline Street, going westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. We've got some congestion there that's going to have you backed up to basically about the Milton Airport.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum with a look ahead.
Overnight lows tonight dropping down mainly into the mid to upper 30s, cooler for the inland areas than along the immediate coast. It'll be pretty clear tonight. We'll have some sunshine on Wednesday and highs in the low 60s. We're dry for a few more days, but then we've got a chance for rain as we roll into the weekend. The most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, be sure to be listening to us this week because we do have Pensacon tickets to give away.
We do.
We will be doing that at some point in the 5 o'clock hour today. Austin, what do we know as far as the details of what people can expect here? Because I do not believe these to be weekend passes, but single day. Do we have details on what exactly those are yet?
It's just a pair of tickets to Pensacon. Pensacon goes from February 23rd to the 25th at the Bay Center. I think it's just standard tickets. If there's anything special about these, our little description here does not say.
Okay. So I think they're single day. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I believe so.
All right. So we will give those away during the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm pretty sure we have tickets throughout the week.
Yes, I believe we do.
Yeah, so that'll be fun,
and not just during our show as well, also during like Pensacola Morning News.
That's true. That's right.
Right.
So yeah, multiple chances to win this week. All right. National news today: the House is expected to vote soon on whether to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas again over his handling of the southern border. This after Republicans suffered a defeat last week when a vote failed. Of course, Republican leaders accuse him of willfully refusing to enforce immigration laws.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that he spoke with Russian detainee Paul Whelan on Monday. Whelan has been held in Russia for more than 5 years. Blinken said that he'll continue intensive efforts to bring Whelan home every day. He said that also goes for other Americans detained abroad, including journalist Evan Gershkovich.
Polls are open in New York for the 3rd congressional district seat to replace ousted Congressman George Santos.
With salt trucks and snow plows trying to stay on top of the thick snowflakes, voters made sure to hit the polls early to beat the worst of the storm.
Oh, yes, I'm very concerned with who's going to win. Yeah, absolutely. I came out early. I have to vote. I'm going home, and that's it for the day.
People are invested in the outcome of the special election.
We've had family and friends from all over the world who said, "Are you really in the district with Santos?" That's how bad it was.
It shaped up to be a tight race between Democrat Tom Suozzi and Republican Mozzie Pillup, with experts saying this election could indicate how the 2024 presidential election plays out. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
All right. Congressman Matt Gaetz weighing in on the controversy over President Biden's classified documents case and, in the process, doubling down on a prediction he made last January. At the time, he told Newsmax that the deep state would use the case as a basis to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee. He believes that's what's happening now.
The deep state doesn't want to mess with the formalities of primaries or caucuses. They just want to be able to install their preferred choice at the convention.
And as to who the candidate would be, Gaetz says it would be hard to jump over Vice President Kamala Harris. He says ultimately the White House knows that President Biden won't win in November, no matter who the Republican candidate is. Austin, do you think that the special counsel report released a week ago that indicates that the president is his faculties are not all there, very forgetful, showing his age, and all of that is just a piece of the puzzle from the people in the dark smoke room there, the whatever it is, that are the ones that are calling the shots in an effort to pull the strings to get a new Democratic nominee in place.
No. And the reason why is because why would Biden be like used as like a sacrificial lamb, like be used to take a dive like that? You know what I mean? Why can't he just say, yeah, I'm not going to run again, or I'm not
well,
going to.
Well, I think, well, so here's the deal. And I'm playing into this a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what would happen if this were the case, if Congressman Gates is right on this, is that at some point in the next, before whatever the convention is, maybe like a month out,
okay,
the president would say, you know, hey, I've had conversations with my wife, had conversations with my doctors. It is in the best interest of the country if I were to step aside and move forward with the vice president, who what Gates believes, because what he's saying is they don't want to orchestrate this in a way to where it happens too soon, to where California's Gavin Newsom or maybe some other Democrats, they're throwing their hat in the ring. So gotcha. He's saying they're going to play this out up until the convention, and then it's going to happen that way. Now, I don't know what, you know, and again, there's people out there that say, well, you know, Biden, we talked about this last week, too. It's like, well, Biden's not the one calling the shots right now anyway. And so they're just saying, hey, look, you know, you get your 4 years. We want VP Kamala Harris to be in place. And then you just ride off into the sunset. Thanks so much for, you know, your effort here. But I think it's thought provoking that it could be, you know, look, I've seen every episode of 24 and I think that there could be something like that going on. I'm not necessarily saying it's this time, but no, you know, there are people in high places that like to control things and like to pull the strings, and
maybe.
And you know, we see it on 24. Thankfully, they had Jack Bauer. We, as far as I know, do not have a real life Jack Bauer that is patrolling things.
I guess I just don't know why, as I said, they would have this story. Why can't he just bow out last minute without this? Because people were already saying he ain't all there and he's made gaffes and all that. Just like Karine Jean-Pierre said, oh, he's always been that way. That's just lovable Joe, you know?
I think it's to turn the, because, you know, we've seen the polling about the 83% of people think he's too old. Now, that may have been a high number even before last week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think, you know, it's seeds of doubt, and then maybe it's just to rally the Democrats around the idea that, hey, if we're going to stay in the White House, we need another candidate, and maybe it's just to drum up the Democrats that way. I don't know.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, about to get off of I-10, you're basically going to be backed up there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10, we've got some backups. Not severe, but some minor backups in that area as well. Same can be said about Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Once again, nothing too crazy, just minor stuff. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, still looking backed up. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and a bit further west towards North Palafox Street, still got some issues there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area, still getting some congestion issues from there. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach as you get closer to Highway 87, we've got some splotchy issues in that area like we typically do. And lastly, but certainly not least, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some severe congestion in that area, more than usual, that's basically going to have you backed up closer to Milton Airport.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our forecast, we're at 59 degrees right now, 40 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine continuing through Wednesday and Thursday, 64 for a high tomorrow, 43 the low tomorrow night, jumping up to around 65, 66 on Thursday. And then rain returning to the forecast picture late Friday and into the weekend. 4:47 here. Just a quick shot of sports here. So college basketball tonight, Marquette and Butler. Marquette is fourth in the country. They're starting at 5:30, and that'll be followed by Georgetown Creighton on FS1. ESPN has North Carolina at Syracuse at 6, and then Ole Miss and Kentucky at 8. And then Iowa State Cincinnati on ESPN2 at 6. Oklahoma Baylor, that's a good one, at 8 o'clock there on ESPN2. Health, business, and science today. Boeing is seeing its worst month for new airplane orders after the Alaska Airlines door plug blowout. The company saying it booked orders for only 3 737 MAX planes to an unidentified customer, but had 3 orders canceled, adding up to a net zero of orders for the period. That's the worst month since the pandemic. Not good.
No, absolutely not. And Wall Street is closing sharply lower after a stronger-than-expected inflation reading for January. Stocks dropped in a broad sell-off on fears it may prompt the Federal Reserve to dial back rate cuts this year. All 3 major averages fell about 1.5% after coming off session lows in the final hour of trading.
Seattle grunge rockers Pearl Jam will head out on tour this spring following the release of their album. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers announced their 12th studio album, Dark Matter, will drop on April 19th. Eddie Vedder and crew will start a tour in support of the album in Vancouver on May 4th.
Oh, good for them. 2 movies are looking to give the box office a jolt on Valentine's Day. The musical biopic Bob Marley, One Love, is expected to make between $30 and $35 million from Wednesday through President's Day on Monday. That looks like a really good one. And Sony's new Spider-Verse film, Madam Web, is projected to make between $22 and $25 million over the same 6-day span.
A private investigator in Texas says he's cracked the O.J. Simpson case.
Really?
Yeah, 86-year-old William Deere has been obsessed with the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman for 30 years. He says the knife found at Simpson's home was not the murder weapon. He claims that he obtained the real murder weapon, a knife that was part of the auction contents of an abandoned storage unit. He goes on to assert that it was not OJ. It was his son Jason.
Yeah.
Deere believes modern DNA technology can lead to an arrest. Jason Simpson has never been named as a suspect.
Well, I think it's worth looking into. This is something that, like, people on TikTok have been saying for a while. It wasn't OJ, it was his son. And then you have conflicting, you know, claims on, oh, there's a lot of evidence that backs this up. And people are like, no, there's not. So it's like, I don't know. If there is modern DNA technology that can lead to an arrest, why wouldn't you try that out if you got some free time?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just say this. I've watched twice the OJ Made in America documentary, 30 for 30.
Right.
If you have any interest in that and have not seen it, you are doing yourself a disservice because it is wonderfully done. Very, very well done. 4:50, we'll stop there, getting some wacky stories, some good news when we return. Hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, looking at traffic here, Pine Forest Road is where you're going to see some more severe issues. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to have backups in all the way to I-10. And if you're coming from West 9 Mile Road, traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10, we've got some backups just going down that stretch of road as well. So really going both north and south in that area, you're going to deal with some issues there. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East 9 Mile Road giving us some issues as well. Brent Lane was giving us some problems if you were traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. The same can be said for Airport Boulevard. North Davis Highway itself, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road or southbound towards Olive Road, we've got some backups in that area. A little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway as well. Outside of Pensacola, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards or near the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point, we've got some issues there. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Mariester, going through Windhaven Beach and trying to get closer to Highway 87, we've got some issues in those areas as well. And then lastly, the worst one you're going to deal with is if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got congestion backed up basically to the Milton Airport.
Overnight lows tonight dropping down mainly into the mid to upper 30s, cooler for the inland areas than along the immediate coast. It'll be pretty clear tonight. We'll have some sunshine on Wednesday and highs in the low 60s. We're dry for a few more days, but then we've got a chance for rain as we roll into the weekend. The most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now sitting at 59 degrees with an overnight low tonight of 40. Be sure to be listening next hour. We do have a pair of tickets for Pensacon to give away. Austin, you said it's what dates? It's not this coming weekend, but next.
It's
right?
February 23rd to 25th,
that's
I believe.
Right. So we'll give away the pair of tickets in the next hour. Also be listening on the Pensacola Morning News as Andrew will have tickets to give away each day as well. Good time there at the Pensacola Bay Center. Wacky stories here. Austin, who do you think is the bigger baby about being sick? Do you think it's men or women?
I know the joke is typically men, so I'll say that.
All right. Well, a new poll shows that men, yes, are more likely to want to be taken care of, and 58% say they wish their mom was still there to look after them.
Aww.
53% of women would rather be left alone compared to 47% of men. Guys are also more prone to let people know that they're sick. 80% of women. So, for example, like, wow, they'll go out of their way, like, they'll post a picture on Facebook being like, hey guys, like I'm really sick right now. Yeah. 80% of women say they think they handle being sick better than most guys do.
Hence the joke.
That's right. Listen, I don't have strong opinions one way or the other than to say that women will just never know the the issue, the pain, the uncomfort.
This is going to be discomfort so
that comes out of touch with the man cold.
The man cold.
All right. It is like the most challenging physical, mental anguish on the human body that one can experience. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah. This time next week, I don't even know if Joe's going to be on the show anymore after a comment like that. But in all seriousness, though, let me ask you this. When you're sick, do you prefer to be alone or do you prefer to be
No, see, that's one thing where I think I would differ is that, yes, I feel like I don't handle it as well as my wife does. But I think my wife and I both like to be alone when we're sick.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of men, yeah, they do try to front, but a lot of us are secretly thinking, take care of me. A 63-year-old pastor got arrested for putting the meth in Methodist. Reverend Herbert Miller was arrested after police found meth in the car that he was driving. They found meth in both rock and liquefied forms, and there was a needle prepared for injection. He was the pastor at Woodbury United Methodist Church, but they've removed him from their website. That's a good call.
Yeah. Good news, a 23-year-old guy in Nebraska just found his childhood dog 4 years after she went missing. Her name is Patches. A friend was taking care of her when she ran off. The guy's family got her when he was 13, so obviously he was devastated. But somebody just found her in New Mexico, 600 miles from where she disappeared.
How does that happen? We've heard multiple stories like that.
I don't know. Maybe the dog had the chip that got lost, and they said, the chip that you got actually belongs to this person, and they called him up. I don't know. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.